Concern over potential violence against law enforcement. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The FBI and DHS warn law enforcement to remain vigilant as they receive threats following the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The former president today discussing the anger of some of his supporters.
The former president said, quote, people are so angry at what is taking place. Whatever we can do to help, because the temperature has to be brought down in the country. If it isn't, terrible things are going to happen. But in the same interview, Trump accuses the Justice Department of abusing its power, and he says it's possible agents planted materials at his home.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Washington. Rudy Giuliani's lawyer says prosecutors in Atlanta have said the former New York City mayor and Trump attorney is a target of their criminal investigation into possible illegal attempts by then-President Trump and others to interfere in the 2020 general election in Georgia. Meantime, Senator Lindsey Graham says he'll appeal a judge's ruling today that he must testify before the special grand jury in Atlanta. Iran denies it had any involvement in last week's attack on author Salman Rushdie.
Salman Rushdie is likely to lose an eye after a man stormed a stage near Buffalo, New York, Friday, stabbing the 75-year-old author several times. Rushdie spent the weekend hospitalized on a ventilator with severe wounds to his liver and an arm. The Indian-born British writer is the author of The Satanic Verses, a 1988 novel based in Quran imagery but which satirized Ruhollah Khomeini, Iran's ruler and chief Islamist cleric at the time. Khomeini put a price on Rushdie's head worth millions, but Iran claims they are not behind the attack. The suspect, 24-year-old Hadi Matar, has an online history of supporting Iran's regime.
Fox's Eben Brown. Stock indexes are higher with just under an hour left in the trading day. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
China is stepping up its military presence around Taiwan as another group of U.S. lawmakers meets with the island's leaders.
China is ramping up its military drills in the seas and skies around Taiwan, calling the exercises a, quote, solemn deterrent against collusion and provocation between the U.S. and Taiwan. It comes as a new U.S. congressional delegation led by Democratic Senator Ed Markey has made the trip to Taiwan and has met with the self-governing island's president, foreign minister, and other legislators. Other U.S. lawmakers on the trip include a Republican and three other Democrats. China's military drills began less than 2 weeks ago during House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, which angered officials in Beijing. She was the highest level member of the U.S. government to visit Taiwan in 25 years. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A new report finds some overlap between hundreds of employees at TikTok's parent company ByteDance and Chinese state media outlets.
Forbes surveyed hundreds of LinkedIn profiles of ByteDance employees, finding at least 300 workers had previously held positions with Chinese state media. 15 of them appear to work for both currently. The U.S. State Department has labeled those media organizations as foreign government functionaries. U.S. officials have repeatedly warned about the national security threat TikTok poses. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr called on the CEOs of Apple and Google to remove TikTok from their app stores in June. A ByteDance spokesperson told Forbes that hiring is decided, quote, purely on an individual's professional capability to do the job. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Lawyers for WNBA basketball star Brittany Griner have filed an appeal against her 9-year Russian prison sentence for drugs possession. Griner is a center on the Phoenix Mercury and a 2-time Olympic gold medalist. She was convicted earlier this month following her February arrest at a Moscow airport after vape canisters containing cannabis oil were found in her luggage. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.